Shalom uvracha. Chag Chanukah is going by quickly. It's already the seventh day. We remind ourselves of the Yeshuas, and together with that, Hashem is reminding us of the need for Yeshuas. Somebody was saying that, you know, we just have to get used to this type of life. And Chas v'Shalom to think that way. Why should we get used to it? We have to feel this is a life that is a temporary situation that we want to get out of. If we get used to it, Chas v'Shalom, then we won't do the proper shtadlus to get out of it. We won't take advantage of it for what it has to offer us, the kiyum v'silakiyum, Yitz Hashem, that we have gotten, we will get from it. David HaMelech says, B'cho Hashem chosisi ali voisha le'olam. I put my bitochen in you, I'm turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to watch over me. The Medrash says, what's his busha that we're talking about? We're talking about the busha David HaMelech is talking about. David HaMelech is talking about the busha of the fact that Klal Yisrael is in Golus. The Hainu, the natural state of Klal Yisrael is that we should be the nation that everybody looks up to and sees the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us, the Brocha, the everything. We had Tkufas, we had periods in time of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole world would come to Yerushalayim to see the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Now that we're in Golus, it's a busha. When any Jews is in a state of tzoris, tragedies happen, it's a busha for us because we are being downtrodden, we're being looked down at, and we have to remind ourselves also, when we're in a state of busha, Betzim is a state of Chil Hashem. It's always important when we're talking about the fact that we're in Golus, don't be self-centered. We always have to put Hashem in the center. And if we're B'tzah, then Hashem is 100 times more B'tzah, because we're His beloved nation. Think always, not the mistake that some people say, what is Hashem doing to us? Think the other way around. We feel so bad for what's happening, and we feel just as bad and even more for our dear Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, who cares for us always. And even so, he's going through the tzar that his nation, that he wants to be the exalted nation that the whole world looks up to, is the nation that's being downtrodden, is looked down upon. And we know Hashem is Kol Yochel. Hashem can do anything. In 1 second, he can make a completely turnaround. He can bring the ghoul in 1 second. It says, Pitom Yovo Eleicholoi. Hashem Shetem Vakshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Giloi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to happen pitom, without any preparation. Suddenly, people are going to get up in the morning and look at the paper, whoop, the headlines, or turn on the computer, and there's going to be an announcement. Mashiach has come, and 99.99% of the sites are closed eternally. There's no need for them. HaKoponim, for what? We don't know the Oimek Atzosav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Cheshbonos of Shemayim, but we know that if Hashem set up this situation, which is painful for us and it's even more painful for Him, it's for a purpose. It's for us to take advantage of it, like we're speaking constantly, making the Bitochen B'Hashem real. We see that we need Hashem and feel that way. We need you, Hashem. B'cho Hashem Chosisi, I'm putting myself completely under your protection, your control. Rachmon Litzlan, the last few days have been very hard days for us. So many lives were lost. And the best hishtadlus we could do is not get used to the situation. Once again, not be nervous, not be tense, because that's not what Hashem wants either. But being awake and aware, the lave of every Jewish person, has to be awake to the tzar that's going on, the tzar that's going on. Together with that, we are awake. That b'chor Hashem chosisi, I'm putting myself in your hands. And we mentioned Chazal various times. The dafka, the word b'chor, is used often in Tehillim because it represents the 22 words, 22 letters of the Torah. Chov Beis, letters of the Torah, which is the guide that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us how to live in this world. It says, Hashem oiz la'amo yitein, Hashem yivoriz amo b'asholim. These are two things Hashem gave us. The Gemara says, Azus, Klal Yisrael is a powerful, brazen nation. When we have ideals, we go with them to the end. We don't care what everybody else thinks. And therefore, says the Torah, we are Azim, Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem Uz, Lam Yiten, to guide us, not to use our brazenness to do things that are not immoral, or things just increase our power, like most of the world uses their brazenness for. We're using the fact that we have this koich of Azaz to Kedusha, to go in the way of Hashem, no matter what people say about us, what they think about us, not to just fall into the shigra, the day-to-day life, without thinking what we're doing, not to be totally connected to the goyish world, non-stop news. That's not our Azaz. Our Azaz says, I don't have to be connected to all that stuff. I have to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'choa Hashem Chosisi. You gave me the guidelines how to connect to you through the Torah HaKadoshah, and I'm going to go with that, with my learning of Torah, my tefillahs, my hagesh, my feelings for other Jews. Ali voishu le'olam. The bizoin we're going through should stop le'olam eternally. This should be the end. Not that we should have a Yeshua and then another Torah, which has been happening time and time again throughout Golis. Said Kosra Palteini, you'll save me, take me out of this with Hashem's righteousness. Hashem, recognize our weakness, and all He's asking for us is to continue, not give up, go forward, feel our greatness, be proud of the fact that we are the Am Hashem, and the reason why we're going through these things is because we're close to Hashem. We're the tzaddikim that are going and turning to the tzidkosro of Hashem, the tzidkos of Hashem, we realize we could be matzdik as adin, like it says. We say that even when hard things happen to us, we're matzdik the din. We realize Hashem is a tzaddik. He knows what He's doing, and it's for our benefit. Mitz Hashem, we take advantage of this special tikufo. It's a time of nisim. We show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we recognize the time. We'll be mispalel the last 2 days as much as we can, and Yitzhak Hashem will be zeicher to big Yeshuas and be mekariv the Alei Voishel Olam. No more of this bizoin of Golas, the Gula Sheyolim Herimim.